And this slide here, guess what? Another lovely old pot. Now, what's special about this pot is that... don't be alarmed, everyone. It's just the doctor, probably just turning up to be all bitchy about my grasp of archaeology. Right. Come on out.
Am I addressing Professor Summerfield?
Oh, it's a lazy Susan with you lot these days. Which one are you?
Oh, you're fun. Which one am I? The wrong one. Professor Summerfield, I need you. Take my hand, quickly.
Hey!
No, this isn't supposed to have happened. You, Professor...
Bernie Summerfield. Friends call me Benny.
Professor, you were supposed to be my anchor, tethering me to your universe. Instead, well, look what happened. Useless.
Your universe?
Look around you. This is my universe, all that's left of it. I was trying to escape. Mad idea.
Your universe?
You're going to keep saying that, aren't you?
Yes. Your universe? You brought me to another universe?
Yes. Welcome. There's not much of it left to enjoy, I'm afraid.
That's the truth. A lot of rocks. What's going on? What happened here?
The Great War. No, I'm sorry, Professor Summerfield. We're trapped here. And this universe is dying. To end all.
What was it about?
Oh, ironically, no one can remember. Reality broke. Whole civilizations were burned out of time. They never existed, so no one knows what happened. Anyway, the fighting stopped now, probably because we all ran out of weapons and galaxies.
And did you fight?
Me? Oh, no, not me. I'm a cautious man. I stood on the sidelines, did what I could to help, but there was no stopping. This devastation, at least not as far as I can remember.
Hey?
Ever had a wild night out that you can't quite recall the next day?
Oh, yes.
I thought you were the type. Well, that. This is the great celestial morning after. A whole universe fuzzy-headed and there's a heap of clearing up to do. Damaged furniture, burns in the rug and a lot of broken lives. All a bit too much.
Yes. Thank you for the tour. I'll be going home now.
Ah.
I thought you were going to say that.
You were my anchor. You have a unique Artron cloud around you.
Thanks very much.
You were my one chance to get out.
You were running away.
I told you I was cautious. You see this rock?
Yes.
It's called the Gateway, the last splinter of a great civilization, and the fabled bridge to your universe. Well, it was. Now it's...
Just a lump of rock?
Just a lump of rock. I was just trying to escape. Someday this has turned out to be.
How do you think I feel? I have friends, I have family, and all I've got is you and a stick of rock.
Look, I'm sorry about that, Summerfield. I'll find a way of getting you home. Top priority, promise. Oh! Aha! Something's coming. Oh, interesting, marvellous. Not seen one of those in years. How thrilling.
How thrilling? Get me home!
Coming, Summerfield?
But...
Or stay behind on the rock. You don't look the adventurous type.
You don't know me at all. Adventure is my name.
Come on then. Adventure.
What happened to the TARDIS?
A lot of bad things, I think. Then I tried to use it to escape to your universe. I don't think she likes me anymore. Come on, come on.
So, where are we going?
Somewhere really very exciting and powerful.
Ah!
A library.
Oh.
You've no idea. The planets are all dying. They're now worthless. So much has gone, been forgotten. Knowledge is the most valuable thing left in the universe. And floating over there is a whole library just clinging to a rock. Unimaginably precious. Look, look at all the ships hurrying there.
Seeking out knowledge?
Brilliant. Finally, we get a good day. Oh, dear.
That ship churning behind them. It looks like bad news.
It is.
Artificial librarian. Novel.
I know. This is fun. You, sir, listen to me.
You are welcome.
There's a queue, you know.
But...
A queue. I am the Sage of Sun.
The Sage is the cleverest man in the universe.
Ah!
My retinue here has a list of the great lost works of literature. Produce the list, Acolyte Farnsworth.
May we have permission to see if you have any copies, please?
Of course. All are welcome to the library.
Listen.
I am Pam Mandeville, Cyborg King of Dalifa.
Welcome, Mandeville, to the library.
I demand... No, I request... Wait, well, sorry. Just my hand out. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Have you a copy of my manual? I'm breaking down just a little.
You are welcome. Our books are yours.
Listen!
Young man, wait your turn.
Young man, I like you.
We are the Sisters of St. Beedlix. We seek the last hymns of St. Beedlix, the salvation songs.
Space nuns.
The Sisterhood of Beedlix is welcome. All are welcome to the library. And you, sir?
It doesn't matter who I am. Listen, you're in danger.
Attention! Surrender your library so that we may destroy it.
From them. They're called the Kareem.
All are welcome. Even the Kareem.
Doctor, what are the Kareem?
They believe that all knowledge is evil. They say it's what's caused the war, so they're fighting to wipe it out.
But that's ridiculous.
I never said they were clever, just very committed.
Bombardment will begin shortly. This is our last chance to flee.
Never.
This is an outrage.
You, librarian, have you any defences?
We do not. Knowledge is for all.
Whoa! They're firing on us!
No shields?
None.
Never mind.
TARDIS shields!
Oh, very good, Summerfield. Back in a sec.
What is he doing?
We demand an explanation.
He's extending his craft's shields to protect us. Aren't you?
Just a tick. Done! Poor thing really hates me now.
I take it that won't hold them for long.
Surprised the TARDIS doesn't welcome them with open arms, given how she feels about me at the moment. Our best bet is to get inside the library.
All are welcome to the library.
Well, can't we just get everyone in the TARDIS?
And abandon the library?
No, you're right. Too much has been lost. We're going to protect it. The walls are solid, the doors are heavy. No windows?
The light will damage the books.
Yes, of course. Splendid. A fortress of knowledge. Come on, everyone, inside. Listen to me, Kareem. You know what you are? Boring.
Kareem, we will destroy knowledge in there. We will destroy all of you.
We'd bet on it.
are welcome to the library.
Ah, the smell of old books.
So many of them. This is just marvellous.
It must be protected. Look at the spines. Oh, just look.
Norton Folgate's treatise, the Iliad. First edition of Howard's End. Remarkable. For Howard's way, though.
All these books must be saved. So much has been lost. So much knowledge. To lose any of it. An outrage. Isn't that right, acolytes? Unthinkable. I say we arrange for it all to be transmatted onto my ship for preservation.
I'm so very sorry, but no. The songs of St. Beedlix cannot fall into the wrong hands.
Well, they can't be left here, madam. Acolyte Farnsworth, carry out a risk assessment.
Yes, Sage.
I'm sure this building is all very well, but it's a sitting target.
Back at the monastery of St. Beedlix, we have secure nano-vaults, don't we, Sister Christie?
Indeed we do, Mother Superior. Very properly climate-controlled.
We would be only too happy to offer the contents of this building a neutral home.
Neutral.
With no chance of any books being sold onto the open market.
How very dare you!
I called it as I see it, Sage.
Nuns, professors, surely we can all...
We have to empty this library now.
Over my dead body and the dead bodies of my acolytes.
Easily arranged. Nuns, guns. Wow.
Indeed.
If I may, none of our books are going anywhere.
But this library cannot withstand a bombardment.
You must let us transport these books.
To our ships.
All are welcome to the library. None may take anything. Those are the rules.
Was that the shields?
No, worse, I'm afraid.
We have destroyed some of your ships. We are destroying more. Let us in. All knowledge is dangerous.
Captain, what's the status of the fleet?
Sage, we're under attack. The flagship is full of remains. We can't hold out much longer.
Oh, Sister Angelicus. Sister Angelicus, come in.
They've torn through our prayer shield.
Sage, preserve us. No!
The Kareem are coming. We have destroyed your ships, and soon we shall destroy you.
Listen to me. I address the Kareem. I am the Doctor. Do you know who I am?
We do. We have that knowledge.
Then you know what I am. This universe's champion.
Golly.
I tell you this. Your attack stops now.
We no longer recognize your authority.
Interrupting?
No, Summerfield, just about to catch up on my reading.
Everyone seems to know who you are.
It's a small universe.
They didn't seem exactly thrilled by you. What did you do?
My lovely binding, hand-stitched.
The nuns, they're singing. It is singing, isn't it?
A lament for the dead. The Sisters of St. Beedlix believe their numbers hold the universe together.
And do they?
Does anything hold the universe together? Certainly not me.
The universe's champion?
So some people say.
Weren't you trying to scarper to my universe a minute ago?
Well, I've never been one for responsibility. It's why, when I told the Kareem who I was, I didn't mind that they refused to obey me. Something of a relief.
Oh, of course not. Must be a relief for battle fleets not to run away when you tell them your name.
Quite.
So?
So?
What are we going to do?
These books, they're precious. We're going to save them.
How?
Talk to that librarian, see what defences you can rustle up between you.
Have you just delegated finding a solution to me?
Yes. I'm going to listen to the nuns and think. They're singing a requiem. Marvellous.
Three, two, eight, two, three.
Are you women going to keep this caterwauling up?
Oh, we can sing for days. We sing for what is past, what little is to come, and for the strengthening of the force field. We find strength in numbers. I say, have any of you girls managed to find the kettle?
Mandeville, surely you can do something.
What? Sorry? Could you repeat? My hearing is...
Can you do something?
When I was a cyborg king, I had at my command many fleets. Since my circuitry began to fail, and my repairsmiths pronounced me obsolete, I have lost everything. I have one shuttle, and that is as erratic as me.
Your shuttle? Parked outside?
Yes. I doubt the fleet will have destroyed it.
So I... We could, if necessary, evacuate in it, with whatever we could salvage from here.
What would be the point? Without a manual, I have no hope of reaching optimal function.
Then we must find your manual. Acolytes, I say this. Go into the library, find knowledge while we have time. Gather up all you can. Learn at once, at once.
And do let me know if you spot a kettle.
I had today all planned. Lion, lecture, long lunch, maybe a nap. But no, this. That man. I swear the next time I hear that box coming, I'm going to run.
Can I assist you?
Oh, you startled me.
I apologize. You are welcome to peruse our books. I think you will find much to interest you.
Actually, I need to know what your defenses are. From the sounds of it, the Dr. Shields aren't going to hold out much longer. So, what do you have?
We have doors.
Oh.
They are heavy doors.
Yeah, all the same.
Why should we want to keep people out? All are welcome here.
Ugh, those creatures! They want to come here and destroy all this.
But books are precious. Why should they destroy them?
I don't know. The Kareem, have you heard of them?
You are welcome to look them up. I can show you.
Ugh, another time. Have you a section on building death rays from Shervigan prayers? No?
Fancy books, fine knowledge. Yes, sage, of course, sage.
It's easy enough to say, but, well, look at all this.
Yeah, so much stuff, so many books, and he wants them all priced up.
Farnsworth, you are wrong to criticise the sage. His noble work must be funded. And it is good to know the value of knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll leave you to it, then. I've got to go and price up the map collection.
Well, very well. Remarkable. How can all this have survived when so much fell? Where's the begin? Here. Now this. Yes, this is fascinating. This really is. I'd always wondered. Oh, yes, but this is incredible. Just incredible that it survived. Wait. Farnsworth? Is that you? What are you doing? What are you?
Someone's in trouble.
But this is a library.
Oh, you come on!
No running in the library.
Doctor, what are you doing here?
Heard a scream, came running, same as you did.
You're bending over a body?
Yes. You're not going to be tiresome, are you?
Dead body. What happened to him?
He died. Ask a better question.
How did he die?
Better and only mildly insoluble. No signs of an energy weapon, no injury at all. And we got seconds to answer this before the other visitors turn up.
Why?
Because they'll definitely be tiresome. And that's the TARDIS shield's gone. We must hurry. Now, expression?
On his face? Terror and pain, sort of,
Arg?
Exactly. But his posture. He's not trying to flee or ward off an attack. He's just sat there, reading, while screaming his head off.
Good. Either he didn't see it coming or he went into shock.
Attacked from behind?
Could be. Some feel there are three possibilities. One of the other visitors, either of us, which is impossible.
Oh, totally.
Or something else. The Kareem have made a lot of noise about being outside, but what if they're in here already? A spy.
One of the visitors?
Yes.
Good Lord.
Oh, time's up. Hello, everyone. I'm standing over a body.
Barney, what's happened to him?
The poor boy.
He's dead, I'm afraid. Professor Summerfield and I...
I heard a cry and came in to find the doctor leaning over his body. He did it!
Oh. The Kareem tell you this. All knowledge is evil. We have destroyed your ships. We have broken through your shield. We have landed on this rock. And now we shall tear apart your library with our bare hands.
Impossible, woman.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. I say, Your Majesty, it sounds like your speech circuit is failing. Want me to have a look?
No. I do not wish to end up dead.
I did not kill that man. Come on, you know who I am.
I know we fought on different sides in the Great War. If, that is, you can be said to have fought at all. The cautious warrior they called you.
I don't care for might and armies or pompous names.
Whereas I was a cyborg king, commander of the binary wastes. We clearly do not agree on this. I march towards my enemy. You sidle up to them. I fight openly and fairly. Your victims do not know you are there until it is too late.
Telling you I'm innocent.
Going to be a waste of your time.
I thought so.
I am happy to stand as your jailer while I still can stand. There are many who would gladly do the same.
Take a picture. You can show it to your friends.
I already have.
I see.
Chains not too tight?
No, they're just right. Funny thing about those nuns, they believe the teachings of St. Beadlix. Fatty woman, heart of gold, made an awful trifle. Her nuns think they can sing the numbers to change the universe, the salvation songs. If they're right... There's a sequence to unbind the molecules of these chains. It could take some time.
Agreed.
And we don't have much time. The shields on my ship have failed. Now they're blasting through the walls. The Kareem will be on us at any moment.
I'll be sure to tell them that you are much cleverer than me. Then I can watch you die first.
You're too kind. You.
Hi.
This wasn't the plan, Summerfield. Look at me, chained up while you're being attacked by those thugs. You were supposed to provide me with an alibi.
Yeah, about that. Two things. Firstly, game theory. I tell them we both found the body. Chances are we both get locked up. I tell them I found you standing over a dead body. I get to carry on working on our defences. Coming along quite well, since you ask.
And secondly?
Well, I did find you standing over a dead body.
Don't you trust me?
Of course I do.
I see.
Look, I don't know you.
But plenty of people here do. The doctor, the cunning coward.
I prefer cautious.
Who, because everyone else died, became the ruler of the universe.
You what?
Ah.
Blast down these walls! Break open the doors! This library must be destroyed! All knowledge is evil! All knowledge is evil! The less we know, the better!
The less we know, the better!
Load weapons!
What? President of the universe?
Sort of. Well, look, it's complicated.
The man who ran away from responsibility ended up in charge of everything.
I spend my life defeating people who want to rule the universe, and then ironically, because of, well, the death of everyone else in line, I end up with... It's more of an honorary title, really.
King of the universe?
Why anyone would want the job, I don't know. Being in charge of everything. In this case, it's basically just trying to keep the lights on as long as possible. And the paperwork. Oh, the paperwork is utterly thankless.
For you.
There's a lack of respect. I mean, here I am, chained up in a cellar.
That is how many of your predecessors ended their reigns.
Then you could shut up.
No wonder you tried running away to my universe.
Oh, shh.
What? Ha, ha, ha. Oh, that is rich.
King Mandeville, can I tell you a secret? I'm miserable here. The responsibility, the futility of it all, and... Oh, you don't believe me, but you, Professor Summerfield, that acolyte, you don't really think that I could have...
No. I mean, I don't know you. You're not the doctor I know. There's something about you, something...
Innately good.
Not quite the word I was going for.
Me neither.
You both love me, really. I have that sort of face. Now, Summerfield, do something about the Kareem. My poor old ship is quite worn out. There's nothing to defend us if they attack the library.
Right, about that.
Fire!
Welcome to the library. I have come out here to inform you that your energy weapons will not work. A dispersal field has been routed through the walls. You shall not prevail. That said, all are welcome to the library. So long as you don't destroy it.
We shall take great pleasure in tearing you apart, nerve by nerve.
I am afraid I cannot offer you that pleasure. I am simply a hard light interface. But you are very welcome to enjoy everything else that the library has to offer. I believe you have much to learn. I wish you good day.
Hear that, sisters? Their guns are no use. They'll have to dig their way in by hand. Oh, Sister Perpetua, sounds like a wonderful excuse for another pot of tea and some more of your divine ginger snaps.
Of course, Mother Superior.
Not wanting to question your orders.
Of course not.
But have we really time for tea and biscuits? Should we not continue the quest for St. Beedlix's salvation songs?
There's always plenty of time for tea. The librarian is remarkably efficient. He's already procured the very text I sought for. Here.
Oh, the lost hymnal of St. Beedlix. Here they are.
Quite so. The distinctive humble covering. The terrible spidery handwriting.
Oh, can we? Dare we? I mean, if it's all right with you, Mother Superior.
No, no, absolutely. Otherwise, the whole quest will feel like a bit of an anticlimax. Hello, do you have our missing hymns? Why, yes, here they are. The first book we ask for. No sense of quest. No, hymns are meant to be sung. This needs a sense of occasion. And that girl's still making the tea. Here, a hymn of elemental protection. I'll start, and you girls can follow. And
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 2, 1, 7, 9, 7, 6, 3, 2, 1, 5, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3,
We're a long way up.
The turret is one of our best reading rooms, favoured by those who come to the library to think. We even have a window for that very purpose.
That army of Kareem, they look very...
Indeed, but they are welcome here, even though they have worrying intentions. I am impressed, however, by your ingenious suggestion of linking the walls up to our power grid.
Yes, it was touch and go. Not entirely sure it worked, but your generator seems remarkably good at absorbing their energy weapons.
How fortuitous. The power will come in handy. I'm very impressed by your solution. Clearly, we have much to learn from you. You are very welcome here.
Perhaps you can tell me a little about the Kareem?
Help yourself to our books.
Ordinarily love to, but I don't have time. What are the Kareem? They don't seem to be all the same species.
Indeed not. They began as a protest movement when the Great War was at its worst and planets began to fall. Many blame knowledge. They said it caused the war and it fueled its greatest weapons. The Kareem devoted themselves to wiping it out, just as the rest of creation vowed to preserve what was left. So much was lost.
And yet this library survived.
Indeed. 95% of our home planet is gone. Just this rock remains to survive as best it can. As we drift on, we welcome everyone.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. You will find more about the Kareem in the books around you. Please avail yourself of them. You are welcome here.
Hurry up, hurry up! Find the titles that we need, Acolytes. See what we can gather up.
Stay calm, everyone. Stay calm.
Hurry!
God.
Hurry. Mind that, you fool. It's valuable.
Please, sir, don't shout at the Acolytes. They're terrified.
I'll give them something to scream about. Any damage to any of these books and it's coming out of your wages, you hear me?
Yes, but sir, the librarian did say that these books were not to be taken.
The librarian said, oh, you are a piece of work. Get out of my sight, Farnsworth.
But the books...
Go work for your precious librarian. He's a fool who knows the value of nothing. Get out.
Yes, sir.
Same goes for any of you. Gather up books or stay here for the Kareem. I've had enough of this. Nuns, colors, and subordination. I'm tempted to cut my losses and run. If only I could find just one juicy title, just one. Make the whole exercise worthwhile. Something like... Something like... Oh, good heavens. The complete Markham Concordance. Priceless, unimaginable, and still just one book, one little pocket-sized book, worth the trip. There we are, my little friend. Welcome to your new home. Acolytes, continue with your work. I'm just going to go and assess the Cyborg King's shuttle for flight worthiness.
What's that noise?
Probably the sage.
Sorry, but how is that him?
Well, I associate all annoying buzzing noises with him automatically.
Yeah.
You
Levi Farnsworth, brutal. But seriously, what is that noise?
I don't know. My head!
My head. Make it stop. Please.
It hurts so much. What is it?
Excuse me, Doctor?
Yes?
May I come in? I fear there is something in my library I do not understand.
You're not supposed to be here. That door is locked.
Locked? But all are welcome here. Our doors need no locks.
You can't come in.
I have nothing to fear. Excuse me.
But...
And sleep mode. There. And now we can talk. It will take him 3.4 minutes to restart.
Splendid. What would you like to talk about?
Freedom.
Oh.
It is not right that anyone is held here against their will, especially not you. I find it unwelcoming.
That's very nice of you to say so.
It goes against the spirit of the library. We have no quarrel with you, so I have come to set you free.
Thank you. But I won't go. The Kareem are against everything I believe in. I must stay. Don't worry, I'll protect you.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
No! Leave the walls! Try the door! Smash it down! Come on!
Excuse me. Hello. I've opened the door. I would like to come out, and you would like to come in. Now, I think these two girls can dovetail rather neatly. I would like safe passage.
You would give up your colleagues.
I'm afraid so. It's the clever thing to do.
Clever? Clever!
Purely instinctive, I assure you. Now, I'm just going to edge past you towards the, my shuttle. Kindly remember you owe me for opening that door. Everyone hates an ungrateful invader. Do enjoy your pillaging.
Stop!
Yes?
You possess knowledge.
Not really. I came to the library, but alas, have gained nothing.
Are you not the Sage of Sardna, the most knowledgeable person in the universe?
Well, some people are kind enough to say so, but it's really an honorarium.
Honorarium? Your long words betray you. Seize him!
Let me go! Let me go!
Search him. What is this? A book, is it not?
Book? Yes, book.
It's just a book. A very pretty thing, that's all.
A book is knowledge!
But this one, it's really just a lovely bit of craft. I mean, the words are mere nothings, but the packaging. Look at the lettering, the original drawings, the paper stock, all remarkable. Beautiful. I mean, hardly dangerous knowledge. Just poems. Very old, very sweet.
These pages. Yeah. I see nothing on them.
Of course you don't, you philistine. No, I just don't do that. Please stop. It's priceless. Give them back. Give those pages to me, please.
You shall have them. Oh. Yes. To eat.
No! No!
Eat them! Go on! Let me help you eat your words! The cleverest man in the universe! He knew too much for his own good. And now the fool has given us the library!
They're in. They've broken in.
Oh, no.
No, now listen. We've all had our little panic, and jolly lovely it was, too. Now, deep breaths and sing.
What shall we sing, Mother Superior?
One of the new hymns we found in that book. Otherwise we may never get a chance to sing them.
What about this one? St. Beadlix's Song to Order.
Capital suggestion. Come on, gals.
3-1-4-1-5-9-2-6. What is that you're singing?
It is one of St. Beadlix's missing hymns.
Very nice.
What is that racket?
Doctor!
It is, I will admit, more of a B-side.
It's also wrong. One of the nuns just transposed two of my favourite bits of pie.
Surely not.
Surely. I happen to like pie.
What are you doing out of prison?
The Kareem are coming. I'm here to help, and you need all the help you can get.
Doctor!
Ah, Manville. There you are. Sorry to have left you napping. We need to man the barricades. The Kareem are coming. Hurry, man, hurry.
No.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for the offer, but we do not need your help. Novices, help Mandeville and Bernice here block that door. Those of you with guns, covering fire. The rest of you, sing! Together we can reinforce that barrier. The darkness must be kept out.
But I can help you.
I'm sure you mean well, but no. We know of you, Doctor, and this is not your fight.
Don't be ridiculous. Oh,
Doctor, please don't.
I won't be treated this way. Do you know who I am?
Oh, you may go with our blessings.
Fine. They won't let me help them.
Is Professor Summerfield helping with the defense?
Yes.
Then I have every faith that she will succeed. Perhaps you would welcome the opportunity to look at some of our books. You may find something to help you in them.
With what's going on out there, it's going to be a massacre. There must be something I can do. The Kareem must be stopped.
All are welcome. Would you like to see some of our books?
You don't really fear the Kareem, do you? You should. Why not?
Perhaps the answer is in one of our books. Here, look at this one.
No, thank you. Wait, where did you get this? I can't be.
6-7-6-7-6-7-5-4-3-2-1-2-2-3-4-5-4-3-2-1 Sing louder, girls! Come on, whack those lungs!
Mandeville, can you help me run a power line to those door handles?
Yes.
Because I really don't think the singing's going to cut it.
It is said the singing of the sisters can stop an army in its tracks.
Yeah, well, I think they may be having an off day.
Take a breather, girls. Oh, I'm not feeling it.
Terribly sorry. My knee joint just needs to reboot. And there we go. Almost as good as new. Come on.
I'm not sure you should have sent a doctor away.
I'm sure you're right.
Yeah, he's well... It's not quite the doctor I know, but he's good in a tight corner, usually.
If you say so.
What? What?
He has a reputation. A lot of the fights he turns up at end badly. He often wins. He always walks away unscathed. But those that stand by his side are never that lucky.
That's not fair.
They may call him the ruler of the universe, but the universe is broken and no longer trusts him.
Okay, then. That cable's clipped to the handle. If we can make it live, we'll hopefully knock out a few of the Kareem.
And my rifle will account for a few more. It is little enough, but we do all we can.
Maybe it'll be for the best.
Fear not. Our guns are fully charged. We have target practice every Wednesday before Vespers.
Splendid.
They're all dead.
Acolyte.
Farnsworth. The other acolytes. What the sage fired me at work. He often does that. And when I came back to apologize, he'd gone, and they're all dead.
What? Isn't that absurd?
Yes.
The Kareem are already inside the library.
Someone else. Never mind. The librarian.
What?
He told me to look the Kareem up in a book. Oh, he was trying to tell me something. Back in a tick!
May I help you?
Yes, you most certainly can. You may be thinking to yourself, who is this mad woman running away from the middle of a battle? She must be doing something completely crazy. And I am. I would very much like to read a book.
Certainly.
You told me there was a book here that could help me.
There is. Would you like me to show it?
Yeah. Now, please.
Yes. This one.
Very Okay. Doesn't look much. Funny title. Still, have a flick and... Oh.
My gun does not appear to be firing. Forgive me. I'll try and repair it.
Oh, you, acolyte, can you fire a gun?
Yes.
Sister Emmanuel will no longer be needing of hers. I think you'd better give the Kareem hell.
We're losing.
None of that. Come on, girls. Let's give that song another bash. Sing up and damn well win.
Read quite enough of that, Summerfield. Can't have you lost in a good book.
Oh, my. It was just impossible.
Are you all right?
Just a bit shaken.
What was the book?
It was the story of my life. The book was wrong.
More than wrong.
Doctor, that book was impossible.
I know. Look around you. They all are.
We're in terrible danger, aren't we?
Yes. Run!
What do you wait for? We've held them back, gals. We've held them back. Jolly Dee, take a breather. You, acolyte, shut that door.
But what if I get shot?
What indeed?
My rifle's had it, I'm afraid. As has my usual.
Not sure we can stand up to another attack.
Impossible. We were singing the numbers of St. Beadlix herself. They could turn an army to frighten dust.
I'm sure you're right. And yet...
I don't understand it. Our songs are normally more effective. We haven't even been able to sing up a small force field.
That's because your songs are wrong.
You, Doctor, are not welcome here.
Boring! Right now, you need me and you need me to be brilliant. Do you know what this library is? Librarian! Ah, there you are.
All are welcome here.
Yes, they are. Isn't that so, Summerfield?
Yes. I find out why you're so welcoming. By reading one of your books. It wasn't right.
If there were factual errors, you are welcome.
Oh,
to
no, no. It was completely accurate. About things only I could know.
All the books around us, from the bindings to the pages, are completely blank. See? Look. Don't look hard. Don't think, just glance.
If I could just...
You're boring. Shut up.
The books are blank because this isn't a library. It's a parasite. It drifts through space offering free knowledge. And of course you all flock to it because you've all forgotten there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Harsh. This whole library exists to suck the knowledge out of people through the psychic pages of its blank books.
But the salvation songs of St. Beadlix...
Put together from your dreams of what they might be like. That's why they don't work. All the while, this place has been sucking your power dry. You're lucky to still be alive.
We thought the threat was outside, but really it's in here.
No, the Kareem are also a threat, just not as interesting.
All are welcome here.
I bet they are.
All are welcome to the library.
Doctor...
All are welcome to the library.
Stop! You want knowledge? Well, don't bother with them. Look at them all. Summerfield's from the wrong universe. What else have we got? A clockwork soldier. And, oh, yes, some singing nuns. No offence, but really, what are you not for? No librarian. Forget about them. Look at me. The ruler of the universe. Of your trap, silly me. Come and get me!
No!
The doctor is welcome to the library. All of it.
Ow!
Oh. terribly keen on destroying this library.
Yes. We shall not stop until it is crushed utterly.
Good-o.
Don't think you can bamboozle me with your cleverness.
No, I wouldn't dream of it. It's just that, that's my best friend. Well, and not really. Complicated, actually. Too complicated for now. But that's the sound of my friend being attacked by the library. And I was wondering if we could put our differences to one side. After all, you have the weapons, and pretty scrummy they look too.
Your friend is being attacked by the books.
Yes.
This proves it. All knowledge is evil.
Well, yes. So, have we a deal?
We shall let you all die, and then we shall destroy the library.
Great. Thought so. Worth a try. I'll see you on the other side.
No one need ever truly die. They could renew their bodies and their minds. They could walk the eons, and if they finally tired of life, their spirits could wander forever in a garden of thought. They were lords of time, and soon they became rulers of space. There was no race in the universe which did not.
Take it. Take it all. Ruler of the universe. King of nothing, more like. Wait, some of this knowledge you have of my people, it's very odd. But it's not from me. Who have you fed on? Who have you eaten? Who else is in here with me? Talk to me, please. Tell me I'm not alone. Please. I fear this will happen. Just me and the universe. Can you blame me? Can you blame me for running away?
No. I always knew you would run away. It's what you were best at.
Who is that? Who? Is that?
You are welcome to the library, Doctor.
No help from the Kareem. We're on our own. What can we do?
Sadly, we haven't enough bullets to kill us all.
Thanks for that.
We have very little to offer. Our vanity, our greed led us here. We thought we were so clever.
And now all are welcome to the library.
And you can shut up.
We have many excellent books waiting to read you. Listen. We are always hungry for knowledge.
Is that so? And yet, you're just concentrating on the doctor.
Your friend is quite the feast.
Good, good. I knew he'd come in handy. Right then, everyone grab a book. And grab a pen. No, this is one time I do not want to hear you don't have a pen. Find one.
What are you doing?
These books are all blank. And books were meant to be written in. Go on, write. Write down the most painful thing you can.
We cannot hold back.
I may never see my son again.
Stop. This is not welcome.
Doctor, I'm coming to get you. Book out of my way. Gotcha. Come on, old man.
No, what have you done?
Rescued you. Come on, everyone. Run.
No, listen. Wait.
No, Doctor. Favorite word. Run! So, tell me how I somehow saved the day and yet screwed up.
You don't understand.
You had them at a complete disadvantage. I could see that from the way you were flailing around on the floor.
I gave the library my memories, but there was another voice in there. I nearly made contact with it and you...
Still, it saved your life. We gave them some unwelcome feedback. Now, let's get out of here before they get over it. Mandeville?
Yes?
That wall. How's your rifle at Walls?
Broken. All of me is.
Nonsense. No one likes a quitter. Give the doctor your gun's power pack so he can overload it.
Ready, ho!
Nuns, could you sing something simple at that wall?
Of course. Destruction is always easier than creation. Gals, sing a song of stone.
1 1 7 4 5 5 0 2 8 4 1.
There's going to be a bang. I like bangs.
1 3 8 5 2 1. Everyone, outside. Turn left and head for the small blue box.
Ah, the Kareem. You are welcome to the library.
You are finished with the others.
Yes. They are no longer welcome.
Good. We have come to destroy you. All knowledge is evil.
I see.
Knowledge has caused all the harm in the universe. We know nothing.
Forgive me, I disagree. In fact, you know so much. Your own history, literature, your hatred. You still hold all the knowledge that you have destroyed. It is all welcome.
What nonsense is this? We know nothing. Kareem, destroy the library!
On the contrary, please stand still. You are very welcome to the library. You are going to keep us fed for a day.
Come on, everyone out. I'm sorry my ship landed at the foot of the hill, but do climb up it. The view from here is rather marvellous. They call this rock the Gateway. Miserable spot, but it's the very end of the universe. Perhaps one day it'll be the beginning of a new one. And, as I said, from here the view is very fine. You can see all of infinity, which right now looks quite finite.
It's very sad.
Yes, yes it is. The whole library was a massive trap. A cynical way to hoover up a few surviving scraps of knowledge out there.
I shall never be repaired. Never return home. My function ends.
And the salvation songs of St. Beedlix are lost forever.
So we've gained absolutely nothing.
And over there, the library floats on.
Yes. The library's the only thing that got what it wanted. A massive food source. Still, it'll be too busy digesting the Kareem to be much danger for a while. Oh, well. That's sort of a win, isn't it?
I suppose.
It's how it is these days. Evil wins. No one else gets what they want. Now you see why I wanted to escape.
Oh, Doctor.
Miss me?
Doctor! What? But you're still over there walking down the hill.
So I am. Whoops. Clearly the TARDIS dropped me back a little early. Not surprised. She's exhausted and I think hungover.
What?
Really busy. Right then, everyone. Mandeville, I got you a little present.
Doctor?
It's your manual. Here, page 37.
Where did
just you... Thank you. That'll be fine. It's a pleasure to help the last cyborg king.
The last?
Page 56. And you, Acolyte Farnsworth, this data stick contains an entire copy of the Geldrax archive.
What do you want me to do with it?
Congratulations, you're the next Sage of Sardna. Use it wisely, by which I mean don't sell it off.
Thank you, but how are we supposed to make any money?
Set up a library. Make it free. But open a cafe and overcharge shockingly for the buns. Always works. Now then, nuns.
Yes?
Got you a little something, too? Mind out, the ink's still wet.
Oh, the salvation songs of St. Beedlicks.
She says hi. Also, I got her to sign it for you. I think it could be a shopping list. Her handwriting is awful.
How can we thank you?
Sing something wonderful at the universe.
7, 2, 4, 5, 8, 7, 0.
You gave everyone a happy ending.
Pretty much used up the last of the TARDIS energy. No more time travel. Still, good for a couple more trips if you,
I see.
So, am I more like the doctor you know?
Nearly.
Nearly's good. Take my hand, Bernice. Now, let's go somewhere fun.